Whatever the outcome of the Brexit impasse, one thing is pretty sure. The musicians of Britain and Ireland will continue, as they have done before, to ignore borders, geographical and musical, in order to explore new creative partnerships. One such partnership, Miriam Nicowley, Siobhan Miller, sees an exploration of the connections between Irish and Scottish music. Yesterday, they came into studio along with Damian Milan and Anna Massey, and they gave us a Studio 8 session. They started with a song called Bonny Light Horsemen.
In the wars he was slain. gasoline.
Bonnie Light Horseman there, featuring Siobhan Miller with Mirrenic Owley, both of them singing. Mirren also playing the flute at one point along the way there. Damien Milan was on accordion and Anna Massey on guitar. And I think a little bit of backing vocals in there as well. But I suppose the story really here, Mirrenic Owley, I'll come to you first, is Siobhan's music from Scotland and your music from Kerry, essentially, but from Ireland, and bringing the two sets of music together. How similar are they or were they, or did you even think about that before this tour started?
Well, one of the reasons I was really interested in doing this tour, Sean, is because it's been a passion of mine for years. I've travelled a lot in Scotland and worked with a lot of Scottish musicians, and I just adore both the similarities and the differences in our musics, and especially the Gaelic side of things. I suppose I would understand a little bit more. The language is one, really, up until 200 years ago. And we share so many songs and tunes. And then with the Lowland tradition that Siobhan would be coming from, there's always connections there, you know, with our ballads and, as you were saying, Siobhan, with the themes. And
well, let's go to the song that we just heard then, Bonnie Light Horseman. Where does that come from?
Yes, so that actually is believed to originate from England, written as a Jacobite lament. But it became popular here a long, long time ago, and it split off into two different versions. It became popular as a broadside ballad here.
And when you say here, do you mean Ireland or do you mean home in Scotland?
I mean Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it's one that has, there's lots and lots of different versions of it, like there are of many of our traditional songs. And so I think it's one of these ones that's, it's gone back and forward, but the tune's believed to be Irish. And for me, like forever, I've sang Irish and Scottish and English traditional songs. Part of what's really appealing about this project is having the opportunity to bring the love of all of those traditions together and work on them.
A bit astonished when you were telling me just before we came to air about how little you actually know each other. And is this true of although maybe you both brought along a kind of a counterpart in some ways in the terms of Anna and Damien.
Absolutely.
Each of you brought a musician of your own with you.
Absolutely. And two very professional and intensely musical people who can just make it work, because there isn't enough time, you know, if you don't have a group of people who work very quickly and very easily.
Damien has an Irish, London Irish background in music and a Kerry connection there.
Yes, so
with
I knew
family.
Him from Dingle. Yeah.
And Anna has the Scots connection. But you didn't really know each other.
No.
It was Music Network who kind of put the four of you together.
That's fascinating, isn't it? And in a way you kind of go, my goodness me, I really hope we can make this work. But we've been surprised at how well it's gone so far.
Yeah, it is really interesting when you come to a musical setting that is unfamiliar to you, when you are used to doing your own thing like you are as well and playing in our own bands. It's a completely different situation to all come together and to be bringing in everybody's ideas, which is a really, really exciting way to put music together.
Although it must be lovely to say, you know, guess when the project first came to you and where you looked down, you went, oh look, Siobhan won the 2018 BBC Two Radio Folk Award for the best traditional track. And then, Siobhan, you went, oh, look, Mirren won the Irish Award for the RTE Folk Awards Best Traditional Track of the Year.
Now, Sean, you know fine well that's not the way musicians think about each other. Actually, what I did think is, I remember having a drink with Siobhan Miller at Celtic Connections, and she was a good crack.
Easy memory, but we remembered each other.
Will we hear those tracks? Will you play those tracks or those songs on the tour? No, they're not featuring in this particular collaboration.
They're not featuring. The reason being that the songs that I chose, I wanted to have a connection with maybe the theme of the tour. Tour, maybe a kind of a Scottish link or connection, and also I'm kind of test running new songs at the moment. I don't know about you, Siobhan.
I've brought a mixture of things that I do with my own band, but opened it up to change the arrangements. I'm really interested in doing the harmony singing, which I don't get to do so much.
Yeah. But the way your voices sit together is quite extraordinary.
We're just lucky. It's just been really, really good fun that way. And I often think that being a singer can be a slightly lonely existence, especially within the Irish tradition, because very often it's unaccompanied and certainly very rarely has these harmonies. And I enjoy listening to choral music and even the Whileaways, who I'm sure you know. It's just gorgeous. So it's great fun to try.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Now, you started the tour last night in the Sugar Club, and you've other venues over the coming weeks. I'll give some of those out after we hear this second piece. Second set of pieces, really, we're in. And Siobhan is very keen, despite the fact that she's the first voice we're going to hear talking about Poulin Bracken, which I presumed was a Scottish song. She wants you to tell me about this medley.
She sure does, judging by the gestures she's making. I suppose this set is really a way of explaining and giving a representation of the gig and showing the journeys that these tunes make, which is really lovely. So it starts off with an English language song from Scotland, and then its Gaelic counterpart, Tommy Ski, which is the same melody, different
and what
lyrics.
Is, you know, Tommy Ski doesn't sound quite that, like the Irish you and I might know.
Tommy Ski means Tommy. I am tired. And you know the word ski probably from Ligdishki.
Yeah.
But in Gaelic, they use it to mean a slightly different way of using it. I am tired. So Hamish ski. And then it's the same air that travelled down to Donegal then and became Dúlamán, which we all know from Clannad. And then we have a West Kerry polka of the same melody again. Yeah. And actually, it's called Poulin Bracken. And I believe there were British Coast Guards settled in West Kerry who brought some Scottish music with them. And we might have improved upon them, who knows?
So it's a better version in the end.
It's a local version.
And again, really interesting for me, I'd heard this tune, I knew it as Cutting Bracken, but I didn't know there were any words.
Where did you find the words then?
Miriam brought them. I don't actually speak Gaelic. A lot of the songs that I sing are in broad Scots, so it's been another challenge and interesting thing for me to get to sing Gaelic.
We'll hear the two versions, Poulin Bracken at the end, the instrumental version. Poulin Bracken is how it'll start out, and then Tomishki and Dúlamán in the middle.
Why should I sit and sigh, Poulin Bracken, Poulin Bracken? Why should I sit and sigh on the hillside dreary when I see the clover rising or the curlew wheeling? Then I drown my mortal love back to me is stealing. Why should I sit and sigh, Poulin Bracken, Poulin Bracken? Why should I sit and sigh on the hillside dreary? Ah, but there is something wanting. Oh, but I am weary. Come up, life and body, lad. Come, hour, then oh, stay cheer me. Why should I sit and sigh, Poulin Bracken, Poulin Bracken? Why should I sit and sigh, parted from my dearie? Why should I sit and sigh, Poulin Bracken, Poulin Bracken? Why should I sit and sigh on the hillside dreary? Coola Poulin Bracken, Poulin, coola Poulin Boyach, coola Poulin Bracken, Poulin, coola Poulin Boyach. All me skis me love him, Poulin Bracken, Poulin Bracken. All me skis me love him, Poulin Bracken, Poulin. All me skis me love him.
Conor McGarry, Siobhan Miller, Damian Milan and Anna Massey there with that medley of tunes bringing the musics of Ireland and Scotland together. The quartet continued their tour tonight. They're in the Dock in Carrick and Shannon in County Leitrim. Further dates throughout the rest of this week and next week, Drogheda, Donegal, Dunleary, Wexford, Clifton, Listowel, Ballyvourney and Birr. You can check out full details on venues on musicnetwork.ie.